Chapter 4. He is mad. In the palace, Tom looked into the mirror for a long time. He saw himself wearing beautiful clothes. He looked very different to the normal Tom Canty, and he felt pleased. Tom walked around the room and looked at all the expensive things. He played with the prince's sword and sat in the lovely chairs. As he played, he thought about his family and friends at Offal Court. What would they think if they could see him now? When he went home, he would tell them some good stories. Suddenly, Tom began to worry. The prince left the room about 30 minutes ago. Where was the prince? A guard might find Tom there and send him to prison, or worse. Tom began to feel very lonely and frightened. Then there was a knock at the door, which made Tom jump. The door opened, and the prince's cousin, Lady Jane, came into the room. She looked at Tom.
"You don't look good," said Lady Jane. "Are you okay, my prince?"
"Oh, no! I'm not the prince," cried Tom on his knees. "I'm a pauper called Tom Canty."
Young Jane did not understand, and she was very worried.
"Why are you on your knees? You're the prince," she cried, and ran out of the room.
Tom lay on the floor. He was so worried that he could not move. He thought the guards were coming to take him to prison. Everybody found out about Lady Jane's visit to the prince very quickly. They all thought the prince must be mad, but they could not talk about it. They would be sent to prison if they did. Tom was taken to Henry VIII. He was very frightened and felt weak. He could not walk very well, and other people helped him. He entered the room and saw King Henry. The king was lying down. Tom could see the king was fat, old, and very ill.
"How are you, my prince?" asked the king.
"Please do not send me to prison," cried Tom.
The king did not understand why Tom said this and felt sad. He was worried about his son.
"Oh no, I hoped that it was not true, but you are mad. Come here, my son. Do you know me?"
"You're the king. I'm a pauper. Please don't hurt me," replied Tom.
"Why would I hurt you? You aren't a pauper. You're my only son, the prince," said the king. "You are mad. I will ask you some questions to find out if you are still clever."
He asked Tom a question in Latin. Everybody was quiet. Tom knew some Latin because of Father Andrew's lessons. He answered the king correctly, and everybody smiled. Then The king asked him a question in French.
I'm sorry, said Tom. I don't know this language.
Everybody was very sad and worried again. The king tried another question.
Where is the Great Seal of England?
He asked. The Great Seal was a very important, expensive object. Prince Edward took care of it for the king.
The Great what?
Replied Tom. He did not know what the king was talking about.
I'm sorry, said Tom. I don't know where it is.
The king was very sad.
My son, said the king to Tom, you will hide your madness from everybody. It is very important that you do not tell people you are a pauper. You will go to the great banquet tomorrow evening. I'm sure you will be okay soon.
Yes, my king,
Tom agreed. He would try to act like a prince from now on.
My son has worked too hard, and he is mad,
shouted the king.
He will rest and play games until he is better. Anyone who makes him work will go to prison. He will be King of England. Leave me now. I must rest.
Tom left the king's room feeling terrible. He could not leave the palace, and he did not know if he would see his family again. He wanted to go home to Offal Court. He hated being a prince. He sat on his bed and thought about the great banquet. He was so worried he could not sleep.